Turning now to London, where Olympic athletes have written an open letter to British Prime Minister David Cameron, who's hosting a hunger summit today at 10 Downing Street. They have urged him to make child malnutrition the top priority for the UK's presidency of the G8 next year. As the closing ceremony of the 30th Olympiad gets underway in London this evening, I spoke to Bishop Richard Moth of the British Armed Forces about the legacy of the London Olympics and the impact on British society of the understated but very public displays of faith by the athletes of the world.
Again, there's a sign, I think, perhaps for many of us in society, that little public shows of faith are no harm. They're signs to people. It's not just a personal thing, but in a very understated and simple way, they're opportunities for us to proclaim the gospel, to proclaim faith, and all those things can only be good.
In this era of social media, as I was looking through the various Facebook postings and tweets on the Olympic Games, one really struck me most forcibly, and it was a tweet by a young man who said, "We have enough of the celebrities and the celebrity culture in Britain." He said, "Give us more of these fine men and women athletes for our young people to aspire to."
There are great role models for people, and role models that take us beyond just material things, rather to perseverance, to endeavour, to that struggle that they go through in their training, I think is a lesson to many of us in all sorts of different walks of life. I do believe that, looked at from a faith perspective, the experience of the Olympic Games can open us up to something much wider, much greater, and can call us to really reflect on God's gifts to us, and the gift of the human person from the moment of conception to natural death. I think the Olympics and what we see there in terms of what the human frame can achieve, if you like, can invite us to those bigger questions. And I think the Catholic Church has something very special to offer there through this theology of the body of Blessed John Paul II.
Well, it really has been a most amazing 2 weeks thus far. We haven't quite come to the end yet of the Olympic experience. And of course, we are looking forward to the Paralympic experience. However, you've been there during this period. You're on the ground. Can you give us an insight into the impact that this 2012 30th edition of the Olympic Games has had on London?
Well, it's been quite extraordinary. I mean, some of the businesses in London have reported small numbers of people attending, shops and things like that. But of course, most people this year coming to London come to go to the Games. And the sites of the games themselves are packed with people. The spirit is wonderful. Everybody's very jolly and happy, and there's a real sense of joy about everything that's taking place here over the summer. So it's, I think, a very positive experience. I was going through Stratford Tube Station the other day, which is close to the main Olympic Park, packed with people. But everybody in very good humour, meetings of different nations, travelling together on the transport systems, everybody looking forward to a great day's sport. And I sense a real rejoicing in the results, even if the team you're there to support doesn't win. Everybody's just delighted to be part of the experience. So it's I think it's very positive for London.
It's a very different London to the London we saw only 12 months ago that was racked by horrific and violent riots. Do you see this as almost a cathartical event for the ordinary people, the residents of London themselves?
Well, I pray so. I do hope that's going to be the case. As I said earlier, we've had a fantastic year in London this year because people came together in massive numbers, more nationally, for the Queen's Diamond Jubilee. And in a sense, that great sort of spirit of celebration continues internationally with the Olympic Games. One must pray that one of the legacies of the Olympics won't just be the regeneration of parts of East London in particular and the great development that's taken place there, but that it's going to reach out wider to the wider community generally. One would hope that's going to be one of the results of the Games. Certainly while they're taking place, it's having a profound effect on people. But, you know, I think our prayer must be that a big part of the legacy isn't just bricks and mortar and regenerated land, wonderful though that be, new sporting facilities, it's all fantastic, but that it does that the spirit of the Olympics, that spirit of togetherness and that we're seeing at the moment can continue on in the months and years ahead. One would hope that will be part of the legacy of the Olympic Games.
Indeed, the athletes who take part and the athletes, those who succeed and make their way onto the podium and those perhaps who fall short of the podium, but they are really unsung heroes in today's celebrity-crazed culture. Other unsung heroes around the Olympics, of course, are the army, literally, of volunteers who are ensuring the smooth running of this Games. I know that you yourself have gone to see some of the events, particularly in the equestrian field. And I also know that the men and women of the armed forces under your care, your pastoral care, are taking a particular part in this Olympics. Is that not the case?
It is. And they're doing a fantastic job, if that doesn't sound too biased. Yes, we've got very large numbers of our armed forces community who are doing security jobs, welcoming jobs, and some of the official things. For instance, at medal ceremonies, they're responsible for raising flags, which is something that, of course, they're very good at. But they're very good on the security, and I think it's providing an opportunity for many of our people just to simply meet with the military community. Some of those servicemen and women haven't long been back from operations in Afghanistan, and for them then to spend and give of their time to be part of the Olympic experience is tremendous. And to see military personnel around London in uniform, travelling to and from the Olympic sites, chatting with the people who are visiting the Games, is, I think, a very positive experience for both. Again, it's many of our military are great role models to people, and we see some of that in the Games too. You know, there's been publicity about some of the security difficulties prior to the Games, and the military community have stepped up to fill the spaces that needed filling. And it's wonderful to see them involved. And it's a good opportunity for them. I'm not sure many of them are able to see very much of the Games because they're so involved with security. But to be part of the experience is tremendous, I think, for both sides. The other thing you mentioned there is this great army of volunteers. Huge numbers of people from all around England have volunteered just to give of their time to guide people from stations to Olympic sites, to make sure everybody's happy, just to be a welcoming face as people from all these different nations come to the Games. And that's, I think, has been something that's helped the nation, if you like, to be a part of the Olympic experience. They very much represent just the ordinary man and woman on the street to be part of the Games in that way. So it's really something which is all-encompassing for our society, and one must hope that that continues on into the future in the spirit of the Olympics. And I think perhaps particularly too, that reflection, inviting us to go further really, to reflect on God's gifts to us and what we see in the Olympics will be a great legacy for the future.
Bishop Richard Moth of the British Armed Forces bringing us to the end of this evening's edition of Vatican Radio World News. But for more on these and other stories, you can go to our website at www.vaticanradio.va.